Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL player retired over the weekend. As John Lopez thinking about the future of J.J. Watt. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Happy Monday to everyone. Congratulations to all the graduates from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know that's a huge accomplishment. I know that, you know, it's an exciting time for the college kids. It's an exciting time for the high school kids. I would say the high school kids are a little bit more excited, and I would say college kids are happy to be done, but they also have so much more uncertainty than the high school kids
do.
Did
you see what happened at Morehouse College?
I did. He
That's incredible. If you didn't hear,
he's paying all their student loans.
Robert Smith, he founded Vista Equity Partners and became the richest African American in America.
He topped Oprah, bro.
Yep. Was a commencement speaker at Morehouse College, and in the midst of it, or at the end of it, I didn't see the whole thing, obviously, he just said, oh, by the way, I'm paying off all your student loans. Everybody in the graduating class from Morehouse College, in that moment, all their $40 million plus dollars worth of student loans paid off by the guy who was there. That's unbelievable and awesome. That's also unfair to every commencement speaker who follows him, not only in Morehouse, but at every college.
I want to say, I don't even know how much it costs, because I know that it was 398 graduating there, 398.
Yeah, they said it was like $40 million is what they estimated.
$40 million, that would be like, I don't know what the math is.
Well,
he's worth $4.4 billion,
yeah,
spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So it's not like he can't afford it, but that was cool.
I'm glad you brought that up, because it is that time of year.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I mean, it's an exciting time. My college graduation, by the time I graduated college, my mom was just like, get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Like, I walked across the street at my last college class, and I came home, and that was it.
You didn't walk?
Did not.
You're kidding me.
No, I mean, I took too long. I felt like I took too long the extra year, and at that point, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to have my aunts, uncles, grandmas come do this.
Mine was like my big fat Greek wedding. Everyone in the family came. Like uncles, aunts, cousins, because I was the first one to ever graduate college.
Okay.
You know, like ever in the family. And so we tailgated. You know, they had set out picnic tables and lawn chairs. And because it was like a huge, huge deal. Like everybody came in from out of town to College Station. And we had fried chicken. You couldn't have eaten any. We had like fried chicken and barbecue and all this stuff. And of course, we're also Hispanic, so, you know, there was like a keg there, a little pony keg and stuff.
Man, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, man, you know, my only regret why I didn't walk is because, you know, you get money guaranteed there. But I didn't even want to take people's money because I just been in college for so long. It was about five and a half, six, something like that. 2009. Yeah, five and a half years of fun times. And I literally just finished my last class and just walked out.
That's
walked
great.
Out that mug.
Well, however you want to do it, man.
Less traffic on the roads too right now, as far as, you know, school getting out and everything. But it's exciting. It was a very exciting exciting time for many. So congratulations to all the graduates and for all the parents out there that got to start paying that college tuition now. More power to you. More power to it. Maybe you can just get him in student debt, and then you can go to Morehouse.
Go to Morehouse
and get it paid off.
Invite him to, like, how'd you like to be like Oprah, and go speak at you know, whatever, A&M. You know, all of a sudden you're like, okay, now I got to write a check for $40 million.
Oprah ain't speaking at A&M, Lopez. What do you mean? Oprah ain't going to speak at A&M.
Why would she not speak at A&M?
Because why would she want to speak at A&M? Y'all want like the oil guy up there. Y'all don't want no Oprah up there. Oprah might go to UT, maybe. I don't know. I don't think she's going to
A&M. Oh, she wouldn't go to UT.
I think she might go to UT. No. I don't think she'd go to A&M.
What are you saying, man?
I'm just saying. Austin's a little more Oprah-y, if that makes sense.
Is it?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Sports Radio 610. Still talking about the scum of the earth activities. We're laying out the bracket. But before we do that, Chris Long, Eagles defensive end, retired this weekend from the game of football. And I really didn't think too much of it. He had a decent career for the Eagles. He did a lot of great stuff off the field as well. The son of Howie Long. But his retirement and the statement that he released for his retirement had John Lopez thinking about one J.J. Watt. Explain yourself and tell me how the hell this crossed your mind, J-Lo.
Well, I read this and I was like, I've always had a lot of respect for Chris Long because as much as you respect guys that come from absolutely nothing and rise and are hungry and become a professional athlete, as much as you respect that, you got to save a little respect for the players who come from a lot. You know what I mean? Who don't have to play football, but love the game that much. And obviously, Chris Long came from a lot. He didn't have to do this. He could have gotten to any school, gotten his degree, had some seed money to start a business or whatever it may be. But I respect this guy a lot. That said, I'm going to read the entire retirement statement real quick for you.
Okay.
But I want one change. Could you hear J.J. Watt uttering these exact words? All right, don't think Chris Long. Think J.J. Watt. I learned to never make a decision based on just one thing. The decision to retire was complicated. It was based on health and family. We have two small children and football, which includes a chance to win and my role and geography. Houston is where I wanted to play a couple more years. I love Houston. But as a player, I learned the most important thing for me is Sunday and having a chance to be a big part of it. It seemed like player coach was kind of the role that was going to be carved out to me, maybe making 15 plays a game. I'm a rhythm player. I need to set people up. I need to be in the flow of the game. If I sit on the bench for three series, I can't find rhythm, and I'll get cold and maybe hurt myself. Some people think that's great. Play less and you won't get hurt. I want to play ball. In Houston, after they signed fill in the blank, it didn't seem there was much of a chance to compete there. But they were honest with me the whole time. I appreciate the honesty. I'll always love Houston and the Texans, but I didn't want week 4 or 5 to come around and people think, where's JJ? Did JJ retire? I'd rather do it this way than just fade out.
All right, just so you know, that was a fake J.J. Watt retirement.
That was Chris Long
by John Lopez.
That was Chris Long's retirement statement, but it got me to thinking I could see J.J. uttering those same words because he's the exact same type of player. He's, what is he, 30 now?
About to be.
Chris Long's 34 and he retired. He didn't have to play football. He wasn't, I'm sure, like rolling in it like Chris Long's family was, but he didn't have to play football. He loved the game that much. He also loves playing to a certain standard. And when that standard falls, I could see JJ doing this same thing. Could you? And my point is, when would you see this happening with JJ, and when would it happen?
I think he's going to get one more contract. I think one more contract. I think he'll probably get extended after the season. But I do see JJ Watt, as soon as he doesn't feel like he can be elite, I could see JJ walking away from the game earlier than expected, with a lot of people thinking he still has a lot of football left. I could easily see that just because JJ has done very well for himself off the field. He's got extra stuff going on. He's got a new TV show coming out in a year. I could easily see JJ doing that. I don't think it's too close. I think it's a few years away, but I will say this, with a guy who's gone through what JJ's gone through injury-wise, it would be hard. And I'll just say, from my perspective, if I were JJ Watt, if I'd already gone through all these rehabs multiple times to get back, if I had to do that one more time, I would have to ask myself, is this really worth it? Is it worth it for me? I've made all this money. I had one of the best runs for any defensive player of all time. I won three defensive player of the years in 4 years. Is it really worth it? I don't think we're there yet. I think J.J. Watt's going to sign at least one more contract, but I don't think J.J. Watt's going to be lingering around. I don't think we're ever going to look at J.J. Watt and say, man, you know what? He just ain't got it no more.
He should have retired last year.
I do not think we will see J.J. Watt do that. Now, I do think he's going to get hungry for a championship, and I think that if, a few years from now, the Texans are still on this treadmill that they're on, where it's mediocrity to say the very least.
Right.
A division title, not really much playoff success. I do wonder if JJ would eventually go to a different team to try to get a ring, like the Neil Smiths were forced to do, like Reggie White, one of his childhood heroes, had to do at the age of 32. I do wonder that, but I don't think we're ever going to see JJ hanging around longer. I could see JJ leaving sooner rather than later.
JJ has already broached the subject of retirement. And we know, has he had 3 or 4 operations since 3 that we know of?
Three that we know of, yes.
Since he's become a Texan. And I read this and I'm like, man, I've always liked Chris Long. I really have. And I like him, the fact that he came from a lot and still had that hunger. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and I'm reading the statement. I'm like, this sounds a lot like JJ would sound. And I think it's the same path JJ would take. And so if he's 34 and ready to walk away, now keep in mind, he has two Super Bowls though. Chris Long does. And that might be the one thing that would keep JJ around a little longer. You know,
it is easier when you reach the top there. But John Lopez thinking about the end of J.J. Watt. We know it's not going to be this year, at least. And the Texans are in town practicing. We're going to get some more on the Texans tomorrow. John McClain's going to join us actually at 10:20 before he heads out to practice. And you'll hear Bill O'Brien at 1 p.m. tomorrow right here and what he has to say about OTAs as the process continues. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. We're putting together a bracket of the biggest slime balls in everyday activities. And for example, this whole topic started because Mike Meltzer confessed that he walked a dog and he didn't clean up the poop afterwards. So we started putting together a list: rude to the waiter person, grocery store cart person who doesn't put their cart up, over honkers on the road, slow in the left lane drivers, steal from the fridge at work person, and non-handicapped parkers. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on In the Loop. Give us something else.
Well, I can deal with all the people not picking up their poop or people honking, but what really grinds my gears is when people joke about and just have a certain tone about water polo.
He's got a point. He's got a point. Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, he's got a point, John.
I missed the first part of that. My mic.
He said people who are mean to water polo guys are the ones who really get to him.
Yeah, me too. Glad I wasn't, because I wasn't. Don't wipe off the machine guy
at the gym, man. I just don't like putting gym stuff on there, like the whole gym thing.
Yeah,
Bobby, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hearing you today. I got two that I want to offer to you. One is the guy that spits a big yellow goofy loogie on the sidewalk where other people are.
Oh,
gross. Okay.
The other one is the guy that you're standing in line to get a drink and a guy comes up and pushes you out of the way and gets up there and gets his drink.
Okay, at the bar. I feel like the bar is a free-for-all.
No, I think is he talking about the bar or like at a convenience
store? Talking about the bar, for sure. He's talking about the
bar. Figgy, you had that experience this weekend.
Figgy's just short. Figgy just gets overlooked.
Yeah, everybody going past me and, yeah. Landry, I could see Landry doing that.
Yeah, I could see
Landry is
that
guy.
All I do is just stand there.
He put his arm straight up and say, hey, let me get this.
Yeah. I got you.
I'm going to get two talls, man.
What a great event. We'll talk about it in a bit.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Sports Radio 610. Loopholes were representing on Saturday. We're going to relive that, and we're going to play the H-Town What If game. For example, what if Justin Verlander had said no to the Astros in 2017? We're going to go through all the what-if scenarios locally next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.